Muslims believe that the Quran is a miraculous text whose divinely inspired and revealed ideas, language, or style cannot be imitated or duplicated. There are many stories about the great poets of the time who were non-believers attempting to create poetry that would compete with the poetry of the Quran, or even being challenged to do so and failing. At the same time, there are many examples of people, both in the past and today, who, hearing the Quran recited, converted to Islam. I can remember a member of the military who taught at a college that I was at, raised a Roman Catholic, educated at some of the best schools, and a convert to Islam, telling my class how he had been walking through a small street in Thailand and heard the Quran recited in a mosque, having known nothing about Islam. And it was that very recitation that drew him to the mosque and that drew him to study Islam and eventually convert to Islam. And for many Muslims, therefore, the Quran is the only miracle brought by Muhammad. The Quran has played a major role in the development of Arabic language and literature. It's been a central force in the development of Arabic linguistics, grammar, vocabulary, and syntax. Quran reciters and chanters are held in great esteem in the Muslim world. Quran recitation competitions are a popular and widespread activity. It's much like going to the opera. Stadiums are filled as people come to hear the recitation of the Quran. And the stature of reciters is significant. Audios and videos are sold in airports and in major stores and parts of town. While it used to be that native Arabic speakers seemed to have the inside track, in fact, in recent years, some of these competitions have tended to be won by people from Asia and Africa, from Nigeria, Pakistan, Malaysia. Let's turn to the Quranic universe. Quranic universe, at its center, is God and creation. God, Allah, the God, and creation. The word Allah appears in the Quran more than 2,500 times. Allah is identified as the transcendent, all-powerful, all-knowing, creator, sustainer, ruler, and judge of the universe. Although transcendent and thus unknowable, God's nature is revealed in creation, his will in revelation, and he acts in history. Thus, the Quran does not reveal God per se, but God's will or law for all of creation. The Quran declares an absolute monotheism, that there is no God but the God. Thus, Muslims do not believe, as I noted before, in the doctrine of the Trinity, one God in three persons, which they would find, most find impossible to understand how one can have that belief and still be holding on to absolute monotheism. A similar basis for the rejection of the notion that Jesus, the prophet, was raised to the status of Son of God. Associating anyone or anything with God, remember, is the unforgivable sin of idolatry or associationism. Although God is all-powerful and is the ultimate judge of humankind, God is also merciful and compassionate. Every recitation of the Quran begins with the phrase, "In the name of God, the merciful and compassionate." The Muslim vision of God is a God who forgives, sustains, protects, judges, rewards, and punishes. God's mercy, therefore, is believed to permeate the entire life and milieu of the believer, as we'll see now. The proclamation of God's mercy and compassion is made in the opening verse of the Quran, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of God, the merciful and the compassionate. This phrase is used by pious Muslims at the beginning of letters, speeches, to give the kind of lecture I'm giving today if I were a Muslim. A Muslim will say Bismillahirrahmanirrahim or just Bismillahi when they drive a car, begin a meal, begin a task. God's mercy, though, exists in dialectical tension with God's role as ultimate judge. Although justice can be tempered by mercy for the repentant, justice requires punishment for those who disobey God's will. On Judgment Day, all human beings will be judged according to their deeds and will be either punished or be rewarded on the basis of their obedience or disobedience. That Quranic universe has three realms, heaven, earth, and hell, in which there are two types of beings, humans and spirits. Spirits include angels, jinn, and devils. All beings are called to obedience to God. Angels serve as a link between God and human beings. Created from light, they are immortal and sexless. They function as guardians, guardian angels, recorders and messengers, such as the angel Gabriel. who brought the revelation from God.